Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Divorce Girl Smiling Podcast. My name is Jackie Pilisoff, and I'm your host. I'm the creator and editor-in-chief of Divorce Girl Smiling, the website, the podcast, and the mobile app. If you're listening to this and you're going through a divorce, or you're recently divorced, or you're thinking about a divorce, Thanksgiving can be really, really stressful. And the reason is because you're probably, like everyone else, thinking Thanksgiving has to be this perfect holiday with family, fun, everybody together, great food. And when you're going through a divorce, you know, you're feeling completely opposite feelings. You're feeling fear and loneliness, and everything's different, and you're sad and you're scared. And it can be a very, very stressful time. And I personally experienced it when I was going through a divorce. So today I want to talk about Thanksgiving and your divorce, how you're going to handle it, tips for getting through it and actually enjoying it, and just things to be thankful for. And I have a great guest to talk about this with. Her name is Joanne Lipman. Hi, Jo.
Hi, Jackie. Thanks for having me.
Oh, this is going to be really, really fun and wonderful. So for my listeners, Joanne Lipman is a financial advisor for Eagle Strategies. She's a divorce mom of three, and she's a Divorce Girl Smiling trusted partner. And I just absolutely love Jo. I call her Jo.
So sweet. Thank you.
And I've known you, Jo, I think for about 4 or 5 years. We met like through like a networking group. And Jo, you're just a really warm person, but you're also really smart.
And oh, gosh. Thank you, Jackie.
It's true. And you experienced all of this, right?
For sure. Actually, my divorce was final in October. So Thanksgiving really was the first thing I had to deal with after getting divorced.
All right. So let's talk about that and tell me why you thought it was, what were you feeling at that time with upcoming Thanksgiving? Your divorce was going to be final. You know, you have three kids. You're worried about the kids. You're worried about yourself. Tell me how you were feeling at that time.
Yeah, I think, first of all, I think the good news is that I can't exactly feel what I was feeling. So for people going through it now, you know, this is the most heightened time, you know, and it won't always feel like this. So I think I was certainly feeling scared, you know, I think more than often than not. I think I felt like having to have experiences and holidays without my children was completely unfair, you know, and I thought like, this isn't right. This shouldn't be happening this way. So I think that was how I mostly felt about everything. I had managed to put the anger aside by this time, you know, so I wasn't feeling that anymore. I definitely went through that for some time, but I kind of hit the gas pedal on like letting, I don't know, getting over the hump of having the fear really, you know, paralyze me from getting into the next part of my life. So by this time I was looking forward, but Thanksgiving and the holiday season definitely made me, you know, brought some stuff up again and made me feel sad that I wasn't always being able to experience this the way that I did before. And for me, that was with my kids and with the big extended family and sort of everybody together. And I had to, you know, think about what day they were going to be with me and who was dropping who off and picking who up and when they were going to be together. And then I was left, you know, on those days by myself. So it was unpleasant for me.
So you mentioned a word, unfair, and I think that hit home for me. A lot of people going through a divorce like feels like this isn't fair. Why do I have to stress about Thanksgiving because my husband wanted a divorce? Or why do I have to stress about this because I wanted a divorce because I don't want to be married to him anymore? I'm very in tune with that word, unfair, and I think that gets heightened around the holidays. You know, you think, I'm looking around at all these other people and everything on TV that, you know, shows everybody enjoying great food and fun and they're all together and they're not divorced. Why do I have to be? So that really makes a lot of sense. So what I want to do is I want to offer some tips. I want to offer people, you know, what do you do if you find yourself in this situation? And I'm going to read a couple tips I wrote from one of my articles. And then, Joe, feel free to comment on how you feel about this and bring in your own experience as well. So the first tip of tackling a rough Thanksgiving holiday is to take care of yourself. Ask yourself, what do I need to do to feel better right now? Let's say you don't have your kids on the actual day, and or maybe you're getting them for lunch and your ex is getting them for dinner or something like that. Or maybe you don't even have them this year. What do I need to do to make myself feel better? Go for a walk, call one of my friends, get together with another divorced person who doesn't have her kids, have some alone time. You know, it's okay to shift your energy to a better place. What do you think about that?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that it's so hard to know for ourselves what we need in this time, right? Because it's so new to us. I really benefited from downtime, from rest, from laying in bed and watching movies for 6 hours at end. And I learned to really enjoy that. I didn't think I would. I thought that I'd feel so lonely, but I learned to let that be like a regenerative time. I wanted mindless time. I wanted, you know, I didn't want to fill my day for me with things that I didn't normally do. That felt strange to me, but I have friends that have really benefited from, I'm going to find a new place to go take a walk. You know, that nature feeds them. I'm going to do special things for myself that I don't have time to do. And different people feel differently. I wanted to be home and I wanted to enjoy quiet and comfort, and that helped me.
I'm so glad you're saying this, because I think that people fear this. They think about it ahead of time and they're thinking, oh my gosh, I can't take it if I'm going to be alone sitting home by myself. And in reality, you actually say, oh my gosh, I love it. Like, I remember one Thanksgiving, I was home alone and I bought a ton of vegetables and ended up making this homemade vegetable soup. And I was cutting up the vegetables, listening to music, making this soup, and it was so much fun for me. I really enjoyed it. So I think the biggest stress is thinking that you're going to be upset, when in reality, for my listeners, Joe and I are telling you that you're not going to be. Let yourself enjoy the solitude.
Yeah, I think so. And I would have thought that it would have been like so much more sad, and I would have laid in bed and cried all day, but I didn't. I just really enjoyed the time. I put away the fact that I didn't think it was fair and my picture of Thanksgiving was different. It was just Thursday. It wasn't anything else but a quiet Thursday at home, and it was lovely for me.
And guess what else? You don't have to work. So that's a great thing too.
You're listening to the Divorce Girl Smiling Podcast with Jackie Pilisoff and my guest, Joe Lippman, a financial advisor with Eagle Strategies and a single mom. And we're talking tips to coping with Thanksgiving and even enjoying yourself. Before we move on, I want to mention two Divorce Girl Smiling partners that I think you're going to love if you are in need of their services. The first one is the divorce firm of Katz and Stefani. So they are a Chicago and Bannockburn-based divorce firm, extremely reputable, extremely well-known, very well-respected, and I have known Dan Stefani for almost 20 years. I think the world of him. There's 9 attorneys at the firm. I've met, I believe, 8 of the 9 several times, and they are wonderful. All have different niches, all really smart and experienced. So Katz and Stefani, you can find them online or you can find them on divorcedgirlsmiling.com. The next person I want to mention is Tracy Conan. Tracy is the forensic accountant and CPA who created Divorce Money Guide. Look it up online or go to Divorce Girl Smiling and look for Divorce Money Guide. which is a tool to help you find out if your soon-to-be spouse is hiding money. It's a 10-step process. It doesn't cost a lot for what you are going to find out or not find out and have peace of mind. So Divorce Money Guide and Katz and Stefani, you can find them both on Divorce Girl Smiling. Okay, moving on to tip number two.
Don't force gratitude. So if you don't feel it, that's okay. You're entitled to your feelings. You can feel, if you don't feel like, oh, it's Thanksgiving, I'm supposed to be thankful, you don't have to feel that way, right?
Yeah, I agree. I think that, you know, for me, my divorce, during divorce, after divorce, made me realize how many expectations we put on ourselves and other people. And sometimes you just have to not have any. And I think that gratitude really can't be forced. I think that there are opportunities to be grateful for things different than you may have thought, you know, were the things you would be grateful for on Thanksgiving, whether you know, you're invited to somebody's house, and even though it feels different, you're around lovely people and having a lovely meal, and you can feel grateful. But if that's just not what's coming to the surface for you, I think it's also okay to own that, like, this isn't the day for me to feel that. And that's okay too. I think we have to be honest about our feelings. I do think it makes me think, like, what I learned, and I think it's so important, and it's changed me, not just around my divorce, it's something I've taught my kids, is that it's okay to be happy and sad. And it's okay to feel both those things. Like, joy can coexist with pain, and fun can coexist with fear. And if it's just for a few hours in a different environment than you thought you'd be in, but you're having a nice time, it's okay to have a wonderful time and also feel like this is not how it's supposed to be.
Okay, Joe, I love this. And it's also okay to go home from your celebration with, let's say you go to friends and you're by yourself and cry. That's okay.
Sure.
Okay. You're going to have a good little cry for maybe 5 or 10 minutes and then be like, but you know what? I really had a nice time. And guess what? Next year, it's not going to be like this.
Right.
I'm going to be in a much better place. And I'm on a road right now to finding a happier life. Also, on the same subject, if you do go to a friend's house on Thanksgiving, here's another tip. It's okay if you want to go home early. Just do what you feel is best for you. You don't have to be the life of the party, and, you know, just go and make an appearance and say hi to people. And if you feel like going home, it's perfectly fine. And you don't have to be sad and tell people, oh, I'm going home. Just be like, oh, thanks so much. I had a great time. That's it.
Yeah. It goes back to those expectations, you know, and maybe don't even know how you're going to handle it till you get there. You know, don't plan to, you know, have to leave early. Don't plan to be the last one there, but honor what you're feeling and allow yourself to do what's right for you at that time.
I love it. And then oftentimes people will, let's say you go to a get together and people will say, oh, please don't be sad.
Mm-hmm.
Helpful. So if they say that, they're saying it because they love you and they don't want you to be sad. But you might be sad, and that's perfectly okay. So just recognize that they don't really know what to say and they don't want you to be sad.
Yeah, I think it's interesting because what I learned to do is also, on a similar note, is also shut down the people that expected me to be sad. Like, oh, I know this is hard for you. Oh, I know this must be uncomfortable. It's almost like they wanted to talk about the difficult stuff. They think they're being helpful, right? I do think, and people don't know what to do. I didn't know what to do. How should I expect my friends and family to know what to do? But I tried to shut those things down. Be like, I'm so happy to be here. I'll see my kids tomorrow. It's just a night. It's something. Thank you for having me. And I just, as soon as there was a negative comment, I just made it a positive comment. And I think that helped them too. Like, oh, she's going to enjoy this. Like, oh, this is good. Oh, she's not going to, you know, whatever it was that other people worried about as well, in terms of me being there for the first time differently than I might have been before. I just tried to flip it, you know? So if they said, like, You know, I don't know. How are you doing? You know what? This is a beautiful night. Thank you so much for having me. I just didn't need to get into it then. I mean, everybody's different, and it might be based on the relationship you have with the person or the kind of thing you're doing on Thanksgiving. And if you're going for a walk with a friend and it's your time to vent, then it's your time to vent. But when I was with a group, I flipped the, you know, the assumption that it was going to be hard to just going for the positive piece on it. And that helped me, and I think helped them too.
And you know what else you can do? You can add in humor. There's nothing better than making a joke out of it, laughing, saying something funny, a funny response, and it will get everybody laughing and just get the elephant out of the room.
For sure. Yeah, absolutely.
You're listening to the Divorce Girl Smiling Podcast with Jackie Pilosoff and my guest, Joanne Lippman, a financial advisor for Eagle Strategies and a divorce mom of three, a trusted partner with Divorce Girl Smiling. And Joanne and I are talking about Thanksgiving and your divorce. So on with the tips. The next tip is forget about the pressure. Don't put pressure on yourself to have this amazing day. Maybe it's going to be a tough one, or maybe parts of it are going to be tough, but other times are going to be good. But forget the pressure. You don't have to have like the most awesome day just because it's Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I agree. I think, again, you know, we talked about those expectations, and sometimes we have tough days. And if, you know, pushing through and, you know, making it something that is happy and, like you said, full of gratitude isn't going to work for you, then don't have that day. It's okay. Then Friday will come and Saturday will come, and you can have a different kind of feeling on a different day. And if that's a sad day for you, I think that we do have to honor sometimes that feeling sadness over sad things is normal and okay. And it's okay.
And I have a really good practical exercise for people listening. If you are feeling sad on Thanksgiving or any day, get a piece of paper or get out your computer and type a list of everything that's going well for you in your life. Like, just type in, I really like my job. I love my friend Katie. I love my dog. I just went for a mammogram and it turned out okay. Anything.
Everything.
Everything. And you'll see your spirits will start to lift, because you'll say, you know what? There's a lot of good in my life, and there's a lot of things going right. And that's what you should try to focus on when you're having these moments of feeling really sad.
Absolutely. We all have some things. And I think the other piece to that is if you just came off a difficult time and there's a lot in flux and a lot that needs to change, and that list isn't quite as long as you want it to, write the list of all the things that you're able now to do that you've made this change in your life for whatever reason. If you wanted it, or he wanted it, or she wanted it, or whatever it is, just write the things that you'll be able to do, right? I can live in peace. I am safe in my home. I am whatever those things are, like, now the things that you can shoot for, that you have a different perspective and really a second chance to do something differently.
Oh, I love that. And here's another list. Here's a third list you could write. All the reasons why you are getting divorced, why you wanted it, or why the relationship wasn't working, or every problem you ever had. Start with things like, remember that one trip where he or she was really mean to me and I felt really sad. You know, anything that will make you reinforce that you're on a road to a much better place.
Right. Our brains have a way of protecting us, so we tend to forget those things when we're in a difficult time or a sad day or a day like maybe the first Thanksgiving that's very different for you. We tend to forget, but when you stop and think about, like you said, oh my gosh, that vacation, that was miserable. I want to go on vacation and have fun. You know, I think that you're right. That's a really helpful list if you can't quite understand why you are where you are on this day.
Joe, you are so accurate that we always remember the good things. Like, I know someone who's going through a divorce right now, and he's been saying things to me like, oh, I really miss her. And I'm like, wait a minute, you were miserable for a long, long time. And I told him, make a list of all the reasons it wasn't working, because our brains, it's too painful to remember all of the bad things. So we just remember when we were first dating and the good sex and the fun dates and the laughing and all that. And our mind protects us. And so then we say, well, am I doing the right thing? Maybe I shouldn't be getting divorced. So
maybe it's not so bad. The grass is always greener. What am I doing? You know, kind of thing. But so many people in the community that you've built in Divorce Girl Smiling, I see it all the time on your Facebook page that say, I know you don't think it's going to be better. It's going to be so much better. And it is, but that's our brains again, like telling us, like, maybe it was good and I should have just put up with it, or I shouldn't have done this, or whatever it might have been. But oh, it gets so much better.
Joe, this has been so great having you on here. I love that you're showing my listeners who might be in pain right now that you can really be happy and get a wonderful life for yourself after divorce. So thank you for coming on and sharing all of this.
Thank you for having me. I really love to, you know, for me, it's been 15 years and I love to help people who really just can't see what's coming next for them know that it gets better. You know, there is a good life for them that they can shoot for. And, you know, I hope that they can have a happy Thanksgiving or a regenerative day, or if they need to cry it out, that it's cathartic for them and they can, you know, move forward into a better life for themselves.
Oh, thank you so much for that advice, Joe. That's wonderful.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, thanks again for being here. And in closing, I want to say this about Thanksgiving. Two things. There's nothing wrong with spending it alone. It's just like any other day. And it won't always be this way. Next year at Thanksgiving, the picture will look a whole lot different and you'll have experienced a whole nother year. And I promise you, you'll be in such a better place. Don't you think, Joe?
Absolutely. No doubt whatsoever.
So I want to wish everybody a happy, a healthy, and a safe Thanksgiving.
If you want to find Joanne Littman, financial advisor, you can go to divorcedgirlsmiling.com and find her under Trusted Partners. And if you want more advice, if you want to read more articles, listen to more podcasts, come see me at divorcedgirlsmiling.com. Thanks so much for listening, everyone, and we'll talk to you real soon.